Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
On today's wrestling news, a Ric Flair ad campaign has been cancelled, Tommy Dreamer's been suspended, and more Dark Side of the Ring fallout.
Riddle confirms his backstage heat was true.
NXT stars have passed on contract extensions.
And a huge Raw crossover match is set for this Monday night.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers, and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan and Salty Sea Dog. As ever, to talk about all things wrestling on this fine Saturday. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all today's stories, and links to each story are in the description below, so click them and away you go. But first up, we have loads of fallout coming out of the Dark Side of the Ring episode about the plane ride from hell that the internet hasn't stopped talking about since it aired. And if you haven't seen it yet, what the hell is wrong with you? Go and watch it. But yeah, Ric Flair basically was on the plane windmilling his penis around, and then back to flight attendant up against a wall and forced her to touch it.
Just
and obviously
not cool.
There's been some fallout from this, because that is not good. He had an upcoming ad campaign with Car Shield, and it has been cancelled. Intermedia, the company that was running the ad campaign, put out a statement just saying, "We take these matters very seriously. As of right now, we are pausing the campaign, and we will do our due diligence." He's been in a bunch of adverts with them before, so it's like a long-running campaign that they've had, but all of those will be set to disappear. And also, on the other side, Tommy Dreamer was defending Ric Flair's actions on the show in some really, really bad comments. He basically just said that Ric Flair was just styling and profiling and wiggling his penis around to make the boys laugh, and it was all just a bit of a joke. And then obviously someone went and took offense to it, and then he also compared sexual assault to being offended by his double ponytail because his haircut. Very, very misguided comments that have seen some backlash from Impact Wrestling, as Tommy Dreamer has been suspended indefinitely by Impact Wrestling. Pro Wrestling Insider were reporting that Tommy Dreamer was asked to leave effective immediately from this week's tapings. And yeah, that's an ongoing investigation into how long that suspension will last. But a lot of fallout coming from this Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Yeah, and understandably so. It's one of those that you've just gotta not take it for what it is, but like it's very, very easy to understand that this is just not okay. And it's the entire wrestling community online, pretty much the majority of it, and if you're not on this side of it, you probably should take a bit of a look at yourself. They've pretty much gone up against these two for the comments and for the actions. It's been brought up a couple of times over the years what happened, the allegations against Flair, and he's time and time again like denied them. We pretty much denied him on the Renee and he called her Arquette then Paquette podcast. She had recently, he said it again, it was, "Oh, they're gonna come for me again." He's just making light of it, and it's, if you've not watched it, watch it. It's just, I think you do need to just take it in for yourself and just understand that we're at a point now in this industry where things are getting exposed, and things that have been had spotlights on them before and maybe got brushed under the carpet, they're getting put back in the spotlight again and getting reassessed like they should be. So, I don't know. I mean, all the repercussions that we've seen so far, and these are just the beginning. Hopefully, there are more. When the investigation is starting, there are a few more repercussions further down the line. They're justified, but it's just, it just makes you feel dirty. It's one of them. I don't know what else to add to that, but you just,
Should say as well, it's obviously there was things about Ric Flair and AEW upcoming, that's all up in the air as to whether that will happen. Dutch Mantel have been out speaking saying he doesn't think AEW will ever sign him now because of what's gone on. Like you say, the Renee Paquette thing is part of that. Ric Flair said, like, have me on your podcast after the show and we'll talk about it then. So I'd be very interested to see whether that happens. But yeah, the whole thing is an absolutely ridiculous situation that should never have happened in the first place. And I wouldn't be surprised if more things come out as this is like a catalyst for other things, other stories coming out like this.
Exactly. And let's not forget people like Brock Lesnar as well were involved, and there were the comments made about what they did. On the plane, off the plane, behind the scenes, like there's a couple of people. But again, watch it and just, take
also
it in yourself.
There was a clip going around the internet of WWE's stories thing. I can't remember what the show was called that they had on the network where they just had little cartoon stories.
Yeah, story time.
Story time, yeah. And they played it up like a big gag that has now since been removed from Peacock as well. So they're trying to cover the traces there as well.
Yeah, they're going to do that. But speaking of, let's say, backstage stuff that's been going on in WWE currently, so more modern backstage, let's say, drama and controversy, Riddle, there was a lot of talk recently of Riddle raising the ire of those backstage with a few shoot comments that did not go down very well at all. The main target, you could say, of these shoot comments was none other than the Tribal Chief himself, Mr. Roman Reigns. He said that he wasn't moving needles with his work on SmackDown. It's not going to get him any friends, that Mr. Riddle. And he also said that he's only really in the position he's in because of The Rock, because he's related to The Rock. So you can kind of see why that's not going to get him in many people's good books. But now the International Business Times have recently reported that he's had a few follow-up comments. I feel like he's maybe reassessed what he said a little bit and figured out that, yeah, that wasn't a good call. He said that he's pretty much back on, let's say, the hype train of Roman Reigns. He said that Roman's on another level at the moment, and he did confirm that he got a little bit of backstage heat for blasting the head boy. And the interviewers were obviously interviewing him in this media call. They were trying to push him on what the actual comments were that he said, who exactly was not happy with him, and he understandably played his cards a bit close to his chest. He said that they weren't the most professional things to say, and maybe I got a little too big for my britches. And he's got priors in this, let's say, because he's done something quite similar with the likes of Goldberg, aforementioned Brock Lesnar, people like that. So I don't know. You'd like to think he's getting maturer with age, but I feel like he just keeps putting his foot in it and going, sorry, dude. And that's maybe not going to cut it at some point.
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't know if he's trying to work himself into like top matches on WWE and see, oh, if I work this, maybe they'll play. But I mean, it hasn't worked for any one of the ones he's done so far. So you should probably give that up if that is your goal here. It's just odd. You're in the company, like play by the company rules a bit, I guess. It's just Matt Riddle, though, isn't it? It's just going to riddle. Riddle's going to riddle.
I don't know what to add to that, Phil.
Let's move over to NXT then, because Fightful Select are reporting that some top NXT stars have refused to sign contract extensions back in 2019. WWE were trying to get the likes of Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, and Pete Dunne to sign some contract extensions leading in to that USA deal for NXT back at the end of 2019. But apparently, the numbers that they were offering were absolutely nowhere near what some of the guys on Raw and SmackDown were doing. And so all three of them said no, like I said, back in the 2019. So obviously, since then, Michael Cole has left and gone over to AEW. But Fightful Select are also claiming that they are... WWE are very keen to keep hold of Johnny Gargano, because obviously NXT is going to need some of their top tier talent to keep this going. But his contract is running out in December, and there's still no word as to whether or not he's going to sign. But obviously, there's still some time for both parties to find something that works for them, or maybe possibly Johnny Gargano looking at moving elsewhere. We'll have to wait and see for that. But Pete Dunne has since re-signed a contract with WWE, so he will be there for a much longer. But Fightful also reported that it's not just the top tier guys that they were trying to see it signed to these long-term deals. There's also some other people much lower down the card, and some people that weren't even used on TV yet, that have also passed on these contract extensions. So it seems like WWE trying to lock up some of the talent that they have left in NXT, which, let's face it, they probably need to.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense, this, because I think at that point they weren't, well, let's say arrogantly, they weren't to know that AEW were going to be as much of a threat as what they are, you could say. So they probably weren't assuming that all their talent would want to jump ship straight away, but they were just trying to back themselves up. Now it feels like a big moment that they didn't manage to get people like Johnny Gargano signed up, because he's someone Look at that roster right now, and especially the new direction we're going with in 2.0. I'm worried for Mr. Gargano if he stays very on that brand, because so. I could see him in an LA Knight position where he's just getting fed to these youngsters who've got potential. There's no doubt in that, but it's a different playground now. It is. Yeah. It's a different show. It's not the same place that he signed up for originally. So it's going to be interesting. And I just want him to do what he wants to do. It's the same with Adam Cole. Just go where you want to be. Like, it's not all about money. It's about your happiness as well. He's got a kid on the way. That comes into play massively. He wants to be able to obviously provide for his family. And it's
Candice LeRae's contract is up next year sometime as well. So it's not a huge amount of time difference whether they both stay or both go. I mean, you've got a kid on the way. You kind of want to go with stability, maybe.
That's it.
As long as they do the right thing for them, then I will be happy. But I personally love Johnny Gargano and would probably prefer to see him over in AEW. Gonna lie.
Just being full Johnny Wrestling. That'd be cool. I miss him. Yeah. I miss Johnny Wrestling. Bring him back. But speaking of wrestling, that was my only segue. We're going with it. it checks out, man.
The laziest of all segues for wrestling news.
What channel's this? Never mind. But we've got a massive match, Phil. Huge. That's going to go down on Raw. And it's technically a brand crossover. I'm getting serious wildcard vibes right now over the last couple of days. But who cares? Wrestling's mad. We've got The New Day against The Bloodline. Because why not?
Because ratings.
Because ratings. So yeah, and SmackDown saw Big E come back to SmackDown with the WWE Championship. It's just like, go where I want with this belt. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a Raw title. Go where the hell I want. Draft's coming. Yeah, see what happens. So he came back. He tagged with Finn Balor. They had a match against the Usos. They won. They beat the champions because who cares? And then he went backstage and like flaunted his title in front of Paul Heyman. He got jumped by the Usos. Then that all segues nicely into a match that a lot of people thought was coming maybe at Survivor Series, but nah, YOLO. Let's do it now because, like you said, ratings. And another massive match as well got confirmed yesterday. We are going to get Roman Reigns against Brock Lesnar on October 21st at Crown Jewel, which is one day after my birthday. Send me all your cards. Love you. But that's a thing as well, because Finn Balor's obviously going to get eaten at Extreme Rules, apparently. Like, I think he commented on Twitter. He was just like, cheers. just assume, whatever. So, kind of want the demon just to eat like Roman Reigns alive now and get that belt and ruin all the plans. But it's, big match set for the big Saudi event. Can he wait, man?
Yeah. Hot shot in this Bloodline versus The New Day is a weird, weird choice. I don't quite understand it, but hey, you've got to pop a rating somehow. It does definitely make a lot more sense in the lead-up to Survivor Series, because even if it isn't at Survivor Series itself, if you do it in the run-up to Survivor Series, then you can build to Big E versus Roman Reigns, because they love doing the brand versus brand. Who's the best at Survivor Series stuff? Which never really makes sense, but that actually would have been quite a good story to tie it all together. But nope, it's just happening on Bar. But it's going to be bloody good fun. Let's face it.
Oh God, yeah, yeah. If his little like brief foray with the Usos last night was anything to go by, this is going to be fun. It's going to be fun
indeed. But speaking of fun, let's move over to your Twitter questions. The first one comes from Shannon Dance. There it is. Who says, are WWE finally making choices to make us happy, or is this a brief bright spot until garbage as usual?
I don't know. It's foolish to assume anything with this company or predict anything. It's like you said, it's such a reactionary company right now. There's a few, like admittedly, there's maybe one or two storylines that do seem like they have something of an arc and something of a plan, like looking at Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman, stuff like that. Like, they've got enough control to actually have a path, like a journey. But for the most part, it's just, what number did they do? All right, let's do this then. It's, yeah, so I mean, just drink it in while you can, because we've got the New Day against the Bloodline. It's probably going to end in a DQ or something, but just drink it in if it's fun, I guess. But I really don't know how long this is going to last.
Yeah, me neither. The Big E one, as much as the timing of it feels reactionary to AEW, the whole him having the Money in the Bank briefcase thing feels like very much a give the fans what they want kind of moment, especially because he never seems like the kind of politicking kind of guy behind the scenes. He's always trying to get the top spot or whatever like that. He just seems like a genuine, nice chap that might not fight for his spot as much as he probably should do.
I mean, if you want like an example of just how like over he is with the people in the back, just look at his Twitter after he won the WWE Championship. Yeah. Everyone was just like, this dude deserves it, man. Properly. Yeah.
So So I do like to think that just putting the money in the bank on him and having him as a champion is just a nice moment. Let's give the fans what they want. Like, let's actually have something nice in wrestling. But whether it lasts or not, well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, don't get too attached.
Yeah. But the next question comes from Dylan Edward, who says, a lot of talk has been which WWE star would jump to AEW next. He hopes Ricochet does. But which AEW star do you think will be the first to jump from AEW to WWE?
Are you saying who's the craziest AEW star currently signed to the roster? Is that what you're saying? Is that the question? No, I don't know. It's a tough one, this, because currently, it doesn't look like anybody's going to do that, because you would have to be nuts to probably do that at this current moment in time. But if you're looking further down the line, maybe a couple of years' time, we don't know what's going to happen with AEW. We all hope it's going to be this next like juggernaut in the wrestling world. But anything could happen. We've seen it time and time again. If it does get to a point where things start maybe flatlining, I'm not hoping for that at all, but if it does happen, you got to look at people like MJF. Like it's one of those guys where he's so young, he's so talented, and he's got a massive future. He's probably got another 20, 30 years at the top. Like, it's one of those. So he could realistically probably go there. I think that'd be a good call.
Yeah, I was thinking MJF. He's got a sort of decent WWE-style body, especially now that he's been building himself up a little bit more. And just his power on the mic is just like, you just can't deny that. Like, that is definitely something that WWE would be looking at. And I could see them maybe trying to poach a bit of an MJF across. But then my mind went to Brian Cage. You can't get much more WWE body style than that. There is a little bit of rumours that he's not hugely happy with how he's been used in AEW. So maybe a bit of a Brian Cage jump.
Yeah, Hobbs as well. Look at people like that. Like these young... I'm thinking young guys purely because wrestling's a long old business, and it's... You just don't know what's going to turn their heads at some point. When the contract comes up and they suddenly go, oh, I might get a bit more money with Vince McMahon and he might like me more because I'm big. Like, it's... We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
It's exciting times, though. Love it. And the final question of the day comes from the H stands for on Twitter, who says, hi, Phil. Why is belly button fluff always blue?
Sounds like it's directed at you, that, Phil. Didn't say hi, Gareth, did it? Didn't say hi, Gareth. Sounds like you need a new hobby, buddy. I really don't know.
It's one of life's mysteries.
It depends what t-shirt you're wearing, I guess. Like,
it does always seem to be like a dark blue, though.
Does it?
Just to me. I don't think I've ever seen like white or grey belly button fluff. Do girls get belly button fluff? Or is it like a hairy belly kind of thing that grabs it?
Mine's purple.
Purple? Freak. We've got to end this video.
I forgot
video right
being
now.
Recorded. No, that's...
Let us know down in the comments below what colour your belly button fluff is, and if girls get belly button fluff, if it's just a boy thing.
I feel like we've regressed to primary school now. Do girls get belly button fluff?
You've got to find out these things. These life mysteries. Is it like the hairy belly thing? That's what I'm getting at. Is that what grabs the fluff? Who knows? Let us know down in the comments below, and you can tweet us at it as well. Tweet us pictures of your belly button fluff.
Don't!
At gmorgan04 and at fillmychambers. And follow What Culture on Twitter too, at What Culture WWE. I can't wait to see these pictures.
I can.
What else? Subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories and what colour your belly button fluff is. And most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Stop picking your belly button.
Bye bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.